Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, warning.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I'm excited. I'm much better this week than I was last week. I was really ill on last week. But nevertheless, I thank God for helping me to make it through. So we've got a great show planned for you tonight. I'm excited and I'm looking forward to all of you all out there joining us on tonight's broadcast. My co-host should be joining me within the next 20 minutes or so. She's traveling and en route. So we're certainly looking forward to her coming on the air with us tonight. I want to go ahead and take this opportunity to promote my upcoming publication. It's called Your Half-Hour Inspirational Thought for Spiritual Enrichment. It's part of the Your Half-Hour Inspirational Program. So it comes out weekly starting, it's going to launch on February 24. That's right, it's going to launch on February 24. And I'm certainly looking forward to that. I'm very excited about it, actually. And I trust that all of you all will be joining us. The subscriptions are only 16 cents a day. That's right, 16 cents per day. And it's a very, very good opportunity if you want to have a closer walk with God, the creator of the universe, if you want your life to transform from no matter what your circumstance, your situation. We're going to give you some practical information on how you can become a major success in your life just by simply walking closer with God. We're going to show you how to do that on a step-by-step basis. It's not a judgmental publication. It's one that will certainly be something that you can tune into each and every week. And the reason why we're able to have it at such a low price is basically because it will be downloadable. That's why it's only 16 cents a day. It's called Your Inspirational Thought for Spiritual Enrichment. And it comes out weekly every Sunday starting February 24. So if you're interested in subscribing, you want to be successful in your life, you want to come outside the box, you want to change things that you may have been doing over the last several years, and you're finding yourself not getting any further in life, then we're going to show you some practical steps that you can take that basically connects you with God, excuse me, through His Word, and show you how you can take every, climb that rung of the ladders of success and show you step by step on how to get there. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. We're going to be joined by my co-host, as I said, momentarily. We're going to get to tonight's broadcast. Also, you can visit my website at drjessewalker.com. Check out my book, After the Passion, Now What? And certainly, I trust that it will be a product that you would be certainly interested in. Talks about relationships and relationship issues and how you can go in and be able to find the relationship that you might not want to be involved in or simply find the relationship that you may want to be involved with. So quickly go to drjessewalker.com and check that out. All right, we're going to get into our story momentarily. We've got some guests that will be joining us tonight on the line. So stay tuned with us for that. Also, if you have a question or a specific topic that you would like us to speak to the issue of at any time, just send us an email at online@drjessewalker.com. We will be more than happy to give consideration to whatever it is that you would love for us to present over the air. We have some upcoming shows that I know you're going to be interested in. So stay tuned to this broadcast so that you can listen to the shows that we're going to be bringing you over the air live each and every week. So once again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. If you want to speak to the issue tonight or to the host or you want to speak to one of the questions that we present, by all means, just press 1 and we'll be able to bring you in. Press 1 and we'll be able to bring you in. Let's go right to our story this evening as we're waiting for my co-host to call in with us. We're going to go right to the story, and she knows, I'm sure she's listening as well. All right. Tonight's characters are Whitney and Xavier. Whitney and Xavier, those are our characters for tonight's show. Whitney and Xavier. Let me pause for a moment. No, never mind. We're getting a different connection. To all of my listeners, I want to say thank you for joining us on tonight's broadcast. For the record, this show does not have all the answers, but together, with your help, I'm confident I can assure you we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationship. So please stay tuned with us, and we thank you for that. Whitney and Xavier, they had actually been dating for 11 months before deciding to move in together. Both are in their late 40s. Whitney has two boys, ages 11 and 13, from her first marriage, and Xavier has an 18-year-old daughter from his first marriage. Now, again, the couple are both in their late 40s. Whitney has been divorced just over 2 years, while Xavier has been divorced for 7 years. Prior to moving in together, they discussed the thought of marriage and realized they do not share the same thoughts on it. Whitney believes in marriage as the honorable thing to do, even though her first marriage did not work out. She still has faith in marriage. Now, Xavier, on the other hand, feels that marriage is completely outdated and definitely overrated. Although this is a problem for the couple, they still moved in together, and now 5 months later, Whitney is feeling uncomfortable living with a man in front of her son that is not her husband. She loves Xavier very much, but he refused to get married because of his views, and here are some of the views that he has presented. Number one, if you are not interested in having any more children, why bother with marriage? This is one of his views. Second one is, a marriage license is simply a piece of paper that holds you accountable by law. Number three, it is easier to just live with someone and be committed to him or her. That's the same as marriage, except you can leave without the misery of court paperwork. Number four, all right, this is deep. His spiritual thoughts were, if you are intimate with one person, that is considered your spouse. Number five, he also felt in place of a marriage license, why not put together an agreement and have it notarized? All right, number six, and we just have 7 of these questions. He feels that the marriage license forces you against things that you don't believe in, like staying longer if you're not happy. And finally, number 7, for him, he feels that people will cheat anyway if they're not happy. Now, his thoughts are really disturbing Whitney. She is now facing a very difficult dilemma to stay or to leave. Should she agree with him and call it a day? Question number 2, what's love got to do with it anyway? Question number 3, why can't Whitney just kick him to the curb and find someone willing to get married? Now, we ask that you please hold on to your seats, your computers, and definitely your phones for the answers perhaps to these questions and much more, which brings us, of course, to tonight's topic. Is traditional marriage outdated or overrated? Part 1, starting right here, right now, live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to go to the phone lines and find out if some people are thinking along the lines that we are. We're going to go to 407-879. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. 407-879, you're on the air live. Okay, we'll come back. Yes. 407-87. Hi.
Yes, how you doing, Dr. Jesse?
Fine. We're doing great. This is the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
This is Mrs. Carrier.
Mrs. Carrier. Okay, Mrs. Carrier, thank you for joining us this evening. Mrs. Carrier, what do you think should our character, Whitney, that wants to get married, but she's living with this guy in front of her kids, should she agree with him and just call it a day? Don't worry about getting married. They're already together and intimate.
Well, no, I don't think she should agree with him. I think she should go with where her heart wants her to go, because if she wants to get married again, I mean, and she lives with this man for the rest of her life, she's going to regret the fact that she never got married again. But
okay. You
also have to think about how he feels, too. There's two, and it's not one. He feels that he shouldn't be married again. And it's as to why both of them feel that way. They both were married before.
Mm-hmm. So I agree with you, Ms. Curry, in that he has to give respect to his thoughts as well. But then they have, he kind of shared that with her before getting married. You know, they had this discussion. I mean, before moving in together, he shared this with her. So why is it that now she wants all of a sudden to get married? I mean,
if he shared that with her and he was honest with her before she moved in, then that was her choice to move in with him. So she, you know, she should respect the way he feels, because she moved in with him anyway. You know, she could have made her choice and went on about her business before she took that place with him.
Okay, so you're saying then that, you know, she knew what she was getting into, and now all of a sudden, I mean, sometimes, wouldn't you agree, Ms. Currier, that there are times when you may say something now and feel differently 3, 4, 5 months down the road?
Well, that's true, too. You may say you don't want to get married, and then later on, it's just due to how your first match worked out. It may make you to the point where you don't want to get married anymore. Then you meet the right man or someone that you really love, and you say, well, I changed my mind. I want to be with him, and I want to marry him. And he's been married before, too. He may not feel the same way she feels, because his marriage probably didn't work out, and he probably don't want to get married anymore because of the way his worked out, and he probably want to keep it that way.
But is it really fair to her? Is it also fair to her, recognizing that people have the prerogative to change their mind, is it fair to her that she wants to get married now? Okay, maybe they had that agreement originally, but now she wants to get married. Is it really fair to her that he turns around and he's like, I don't want to get married, and she's got these two boys that she's got, she wants to live the right example before? Is it really fair to her that, you know, everything is his way?
No, because it's not his way, because she chose to go that way before she moved in with him. So she can't really say that he's wrong for what he did or what he's doing.
Okay, why is it so difficult, you think, Ms. Currier, for her to just, and that's one of our questions, why can't Whitney just kick him to the curb and find someone willing to get married? She's very much in love with this guy. Why is it easier said than done, in your opinion?
Well, when you love somebody, it's not easy to kick a person to the curb. And she can move on with the next man, and he may not be what she looking for or what she wants him to be. He may be worse than what she have at home. What she have at home, he may make a worse decision than what he made. And then it's a little bit too late to kick him to the curb.
All right. Ms. Curry, we're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. 347-857-1769. You can certainly listen live by way of the internet at drjessewalker.com. All right, let's go ahead and take another call. We're going to go to 863-294. Once again, we're going to go to 863-294 and bring that party in. Welcome, you're on the show live. All right, we're getting some technical difficulty right here. Now, question number two we're looking at is, what's love got to do with it anyway? We're going to go to all the way across to, we've got Rose that's tuning in with us this evening. Rose, welcome to the show this evening.
Hi, Dr. Walker.
Hi, Rose, give us your thoughts. What's going on here in your opinion? I mean, you got Whitney and Xavier. I mean, she has a prerogative to change her mind.
Of course she does, just and he does also. But I'm not sure if I'm hearing that she changed her mind about marriage. I think she always wanted to get married. What I think she went wrong is when she moved in with Xavier, because I'm pretty sure she knew how he felt about marriage before she moved in with him. I think she was wrong in actually moving in. And maybe at the time when she moved in, she thought, well, you know what, I love him enough. I could just forget about marriage, and as long as I have him, I might be happy. But then after moving in, she realized that it just doesn't fill that spiritual need. She's probably been really bothered in her conscience about the right way, about how she was brought up, maybe. And if she's thinking that she's living this way in front of her sons and she feels like there's something wrong with it, then obviously her conscience must be bothering her, and she wants to make things right by her sons. And I think she has the right to do that. Now, if Xavier feels so strongly against marriage, one of the issues that I heard that he had was that if you don't really want to have any more kids, then why get married? But hey, if you don't want to have any more kids, then why have sex? Because that's the reason is there, it's for procreation. So therefore, if he doesn't believe that you should be married if you don't want any more kids, then he should also say, well, hey, I'm going to give up sex also.
Easier, definitely easier said than done, perhaps, Rose. But I do agree with you that she still held on to her thoughts about marriage from the very beginning. But sometimes they follow their heart, and, of course, he moved in with this guy. We're going to go, my co-host is joining us now, and we're going to go to the line here, and then we're going to go back to the phone line. We've got Ms. Aldridge Blake joining us. Welcome to the show, Ms. Blake, this evening.
Hi, Dr. Walker. I've been listening in. An interesting topic tonight about marriage and people thinking maybe they can perhaps change another person's mind.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a prerogative. You know, tonight's topic, once again, is traditional marriage outdated or overrated? So let's take a look here because, I mean, here people are living, these people are obviously shacking together. And Ms. Currier said earlier that, you know what, he told her that at the beginning, and she obviously went with it. And so it's not altogether his fault. And I think that's a valid point. So now the question is, she's got these two sons, 11 and 13, and now the question becomes, how does she actually get to move out? Does she decide to leave or does she stay? It's a tough dilemma. What do you think?
Well, I think that she, again, went into this knowing how he felt, and we can't change people. They have to want to change themselves. Either if that's really what she wants to do in terms of being married and is no longer comfortable in a live-in situation and may go against her belief system even, then she's got a choice to make, and she either basically needs to move out. I think she moved in with him from what I understand.
They moved in together.
Okay, well, somebody has got to go.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a moment. We're going to go to 863-294. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 863-294. Who are we on the air with?
You're on the air with Marianne Casey.
All right, Ms. Marianne Casey, thank you for joining us this evening. Did you have any thoughts on tonight's topic?
Well, the thing that I was thinking about are the children, and I think evidently this is what that mother is thinking about. She didn't think about it earlier, evidently, but the children are at an age where they speak up and say things also, and they evidently have said something to her and started her thinking about, hey, this is not what I should be doing. And do you know, what's the sex of the children?
She's got two boys, 11 and 13.
Oh, the two boys, okay.
Uh-huh.
And this age, they really need a father image, and I don't know if that's what he is or not. So I think that she should think about starting a different life with her boys, and maybe someone else will come up.
Okay.
Later.
Well, let me ask you this, Ms. Mary and Casey. Tonight's topic is our marriages, traditional marriages. We talk about traditional marriages. Are they outdated? I mean, this is what Xavier was presenting to her. It's like, you know what, we've both been married before. We're both in our late 40s now. You've got two kids, 11 and 13, two boys. I've got a daughter, 18. And what's the point? You know, why should we have to satisfy some legal requirements of the state? You know, and then if it doesn't work out, you go your separate way, I go my separate way. I mean, aren't those components of traditional marriage where you got to go through the licensure and if it doesn't work out, then more than 55% of the country anyway are divorcing. I mean, why bother?
Well, I think that's you have to decide, you know, what kind of life am I going to live? If it's a Christian life, they should be married. If it's not, it's just whatever, you know, just do your thing and I do my thing. That's not
good.
But
also, Ms. Mary and Casey, statistics are showing that Christians are divorcing just like everybody else. Are you saying that even Christians don't cheat? Are you suggesting that?
Real Christians don't cheat.
Okay. Do they divorce?
You hear of it occasionally, but
okay.
I don't call those Christians.
Okay. All right, we're gonna ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to go to the phone lines again, and we're going to go to 803-479. You're on the air live, and thank you for joining us. 803-479.
Hello, Dr.
Walker. Hi, who do we have with us?
This is John.
John, thank you for joining us this evening, John. John, do you think that traditional marriages are outdated or overrated?
Oh, no, sir. I do not think traditional marriages is outdated. This is what I think traditional marriages is what make marriages today. If you have a traditional marriage, that's something to stand proud about. You know, I know y'all were saying traditional or what was the other marriage?
Are traditional marriages outdated or overrated?
Okay. No, I don't think untraditional marriages is outdated.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, John. We're going to go to the phone lines again. We're going to go to 863-412. Thank you. You're on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show.
You have Dennis on the air this evening.
Dennis on the air this evening. Thank you for joining us. Dennis, what do you think? I mean, here we've got a situation. I mean, we've got Ms. Carrier earlier said we got this lady knew what she was getting into when the man told her he didn't want to get married again. And now she's trying to make a perfect example before her sons. And, you know, we don't know if he's a role model or not, but we do know that they're not married, and he has no intentions of getting married. But it's hard for her to leave. What say ye, Dennis?
I was doing some studies last several days, and it talks about they're kind of like a biblical study, but it talks about God's laws. God set laws down, and what makes them difficult, or as you say, like with marriage outdated, is men put their own thoughts and feelings in. And that makes them outdated. It makes them not fit into the worldly stream. If you don't follow the traditional marriage, then you are not really committing to anything, and so you're not standing up for what marriage is all about. And an old saying: if a man doesn't stand for something, he'll fall for anything. So if you don't stand up for the true marriage, that you'll fall for anything.
All right. Well, let me ask you this, Dennis. Then how would you define traditional marriage?
A one man to one woman.
Let me back that up again. Did you say one man to one woman?
Yes. And where there's trust and love that is built into that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go back here. Let me go to my co-host, and then we're going to go to Miss Casey again. Let me go to Audrey Blake here. Is Dennis on point, Audrey? Do you think he's on point when he says traditional marriages, the love between one man and one woman? I mean, is that old-fashioned way of thinking? I mean, you know, we're going to stay in the box of traditional marriage, one man, one woman. I mean, even now, it seems society is becoming even more liberal, that it can be almost, in some cases, same sex. So is Dennis on point, or is he behind the time?
He's absolutely on point, Dr. Walker, because that's the intent of marriage. And I know it's from a Christian point of view, but he's definitely on point. There has to be some level of commitment. And when I commented earlier about somebody has to go, I didn't mean that the relationship may have to end, but she has to tell him, like, you know, we can be together, but we can't live together.
Okay. Well, Miss Casey, I mean, here it is. This guy gave her this information up front. Now all of a sudden she's changed her mind. And, I mean, he doesn't want to get married. And it's hard for her to let him go. What advice, if any, would you give her?
Well, since she has changed her mind, I believe that something helped her to change her mind. And she decided, well, you know, I'm doing the wrong thing and I need to make some changes. And it could very well be, I kind of feel like it's the boys. You know, children speak up and speak their mind, and they can tell you what they don't like and what they like. And they're at a crucial age. And I think that those children are the ones that are causing her to do some thinking and possibly retracking her way of life.
All right. Let me go to Rose real quick and ask her the question. One of his reasons for saying, you know, why bother with marriage? He says a marriage license is simply a piece of paper that holds you accountable by law. But Rose, give us your thoughts on that. I mean, come on.
Maybe he has a point. but in my opinion, that's the right way to do it. You know, not having that license, there's no real and true commitment. You know, and maybe he wants to pay the bill. And if he does, then he needs to let Whitney go, and then he pays the bill. He cannot expect her to be committed to him by living there with him, but at the same time, he doesn't want to commit to her with marriage. I know that most times it's the woman who wants to get married and the man who is just always holding off. Maybe the men feel like, yeah, I'm not ready, or there's just too many women out there for me to commit to one. But from a spiritual point of view, you have to think about your salvation, you know, and how it was intended from the very beginning is one woman to one man, you know. What if it's there? If you're going to live with the person and you plan to be with this person, why not just commit with marriage? You know, I don't see the point.
Okay, point well taken. Dennis, let me go to you just quickly here. And I mean, now, everything that he's saying here for his reasons for not wanting to get married, you know, I wouldn't say that it's off track. I mean, he's saying it's easier to just live with someone who and be committed to that person. That's the same as marriage, except you can leave without the misery of court paperwork. Dennis, what do you think about that? If it doesn't work out, I mean, 55% of them are not working out. And it doesn't mean that I'm on the side of the story, but I'm just throwing out some points of view here objectively.
I look at it this way. A marriage license is just a piece of paper.
That's what he said.
But
that's exactly what he said.
But so is a driver's license. It's just a piece of paper. But the driver's license, just like the marriage license, says that you will follow the rules of this license.
Okay.
And in driver's license, you follow the rules, the laws of the road. In a marriage, you follow the rules of a marriage. You love one wife. Does it always work out? No. But then that's why you can go back and try to get help and get it worked on. What a lot of people don't do when there's trouble is not to work on it. They want it their way, and there's no commitment to work on trying to make it better or try to work through the problems. They just want to throw it away and look for somebody else. They're looking for people who are just yes people. Yes, I'll do it your way. Instead of let me give up some of myself and you give up some of yourself and we work together.
Well, Dennis, that is very interesting. You sound like a man that's a seasoned married man. Would that be the case?
Yes, sir.
Dennis, you mentioned driver's license. Now, driver's license comes with an expiration date. Should marriage come with an expiration date? Or where you can have the option of renewing it? Come on, Dennis, now. And then we're going to go to my co-host and see what she says.
No, marriage license is something that is for life, not for temporary. It's different than the marriage license, but both of them have the same thing of following rules and regulations.
All right. Let me go to my co-host, Audrey Blake. Are you with us? Is Dennis on point again? He sounds like he says he's a seasoned married man, and he sounds like he's on point. His head is very leveled, and, I mean, he's making sense to me. What do you think?
Yes, Dennis is definitely on point, Dr. Walker. But one of the things I will say, the license is just a piece of paper. It actually is. I mean,
okay.
Some of us hold on to the paper longer than the marriage. But here's, I just had to throw a joke in there. But one of the things is marriage is also a very strong and serious commitment. It's the C word. And I think that is what we are seeing that's lacking in the story from Xavier, right?
Right.
The lack of commitment. I mean, because back during our ancestors' times, it's my understanding that they didn't have a marriage license. They jumped the broom. But it was the commitment, and that, again, is so important. So in our modern or Western society, at least here in the United States, we legally have a piece of paper that, you know, is signed and signifies the legality of the marriage. But even more important is the commitment.
Okay, even more important is the commitment. Okay,
yes.
We're picking up some sounds in the studio. We apologize for that. But let me ask you this here. What suggests that Xavier would not be as committed not having that piece of paper? I mean, I didn't see anything that would suggest. He's a realist. He says if it doesn't work out, she goes her way, I go my way. What form of that, what part of that is indicates that he's not going to be as committed? When you've got married people who 55% of them, according to the statistics, are not to have the piece of paper and they're still not committed. And then you've got a large percentage that cheat because they're unhappy. So where is Xavier wrong? We're going to go back to Audrey, and then we're going to go to Miss Casey.
I still think he's wrong because he's not willing to truly show the commitment. I mean, if you're that committed, if you really love Whitney if he loves Whitney as much as he says he does, then he should not have a problem taking it to that level. And that's why I said Whitney has some decisions to make.
Wow. Okay, let's go to Miss Casey. Miss Casey, I mean, everything he's saying now, and you can see some of the things, the thoughts that we're having here expressing, that we're even coming back and saying some of the same things that Xavier's saying. Marriage license is a piece of paper, and my co-host even threw a joke in there, which I think was real. Sometimes people do hold on to the piece of paper longer than they hold on to the marriage.
Well, I think I've been the only one that's said something about children because I'm very
right.
compassionate about our children. And a lot of times they get off to a bad start in their teenage years because of the lack of a mother and father image. And I don't know if Xavier is showing them a good father image or is not showing them a good father image, and they might be giving their mother a hard time as far as what she should do. And they're making her think. So I'm a strict believer in the welfare of the children.
Okay, and I believe that makes a lot of sense. John, let's go to you. What's on your mind? What are you thinking, John?
Um,
also with Ms. Casey, I think one of the things is that she started thinking not just about the boys, but the children, period. You have a female involved, and then you have two males. And when you have a female involved, I think the picture is totally open, wider than just two males involved.
Okay. All right. We'll try to sort that one out momentarily. But let's start to take a look at some of the comments that are coming into the studio. And we're going to go first with this male writes in. Is traditional marriage outdated or overrated? The way I see it, traditional marriage is definitely outdated and overrated. I've been married 3 times and none of them worked out for me. So I have decided to just go on dates and call it a day. Rose, we're going to go to you with that thought. I mean, he's been married 3 times. He says it's overrated and outdated. What do you think? I mean, this works for him, obviously.
Guess he just didn't find the right one. Hey, he needs to look at himself by now. You know, 3 marriages, they all fail. Maybe he needs to just take a look at himself and see where's he going wrong. It doesn't mean he needs to give up totally on marriage, but he needs to take a look at himself and see what is he doing wrong. Why is he going after the wrong females, if that's the case?
All right, Audrey, what do you think about that? I mean, is he looking at, maybe he has looked at himself, Rose, and looking at himself, he says, this ain't for me. Excuse my bad language.
I was about to say, not everybody's cut out for marriage.
Okay.
But I do agree with Rose that he should, you know, take an introspective look and see what kind of choices is he making or what's going on. Relationships aren't lasting.
All right, we're going to go to the phone lines again. We're going to go to now a 256. We're getting calls from all over the place. We're going to go to a 256-970. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who are we with this evening?
This is Sia.
Oh, Sia, thank you for joining us this evening. Sia, did you have a thought or two on tonight's topic?
I did. I think that at this point, the ball is in the woman's court because he already told her everything up front. And maybe she thought that, oh, once I move in and he sees how great of a woman I am, he'll change his mind. But you have to be realistic in knowing that no one can change anyone. So she's the one who ultimately has to make the decision to leave. And yes, it's going to be tough for her because she up and decided to move her entire family into his home. So on that note, he's not going to change anything about himself because he was able to get her under those terms. So it's ultimately her decision.
But yeah, I understand and I hear what you're saying and your point is well taken. But it's, I mean, she's all in love with him. Her heart is out there. And now for her to uproot her and her sons to go find another place and then to kind of start all over, she may not even be able to afford this economically. So in her dilemma state, I mean, she may end up just staying there. And I heard what Ms. Casey said earlier, pressure may still be on her having those sons. And they may be looking up to their mom, hey, mom, what are you doing? So let me just on that, Sia. It's not as easy to just, when you're in love, just walk away.
It's not that easy. And, you know, realistically, she's probably not going to go anywhere. She's going to continue to do what she's doing on his terms. Obviously, he's been married more than once before, and he knows that that hasn't worked out for him in the past, so he's trying something new. I'm going to tell you that I am fully committed to you without, like you said, that piece of paper. So I don't think she's going to go anywhere only because she's too comfortable in her situation.
Okay,
maybe it's financially better for her to be there.
Okay. Audrey, let me go to you real quickly. I mean, do you think Sia is right? I mean, she brought out a lot of valid points. Even though she's thinking it's in the back of her mind, Ms. Casey, we've heard what you said. She's got perhaps some thoughts coming from her son. She wants to do the right example. But now, economically, is it sound?
Well, again, she has to value who she is. You know, I talk about it in the book, Falling in Love with Me. that you have to know your worth. And so she has to recognize that I'm better than this. This is not what I want. And we can find a way to do what we need to do.
When you say we, are you saying women can find the way?
Or people in general. So it may mean she has to move back in with a relative temporarily and save up some rent money.
All right, Miss Casey, let me go to you, Miss Casey. How realistic is that? I mean, a woman all in love, I mean, she moved into his place, assuming she moved in this place. She got these two sons. Now, economically, does she really want to go back to her mom's place or live with somebody else? I heard what Sia said, and I thought that made sense. I mean, she's comfortable, and Sia is even thinking she's not going anywhere. I mean, what do you think, Miss Casey?
I don't think she really wants to go anywhere. She's just doing that as a threat to him. But basically she's getting pushed from all around, you know, from her children and from him. And she is probably the most unhappiest woman in the world because nothing is working out for her. And she really wants to be happy. I feel that she really wants to be happy. And he is not committing himself to her. He probably did at one time when they first met each other, but things have changed. I kind of feel things have changed on both of their parts, and it's not the marriage part is not going to work out.
I think that that's an interesting point. Dennis, give me your thoughts.
I look at it as he has the best of both worlds. And he
that
says,
he does, right?
Without the marriage, I mean, if you don't have to have the marriage license, if it doesn't work out, there's no big legal battle. So if he doesn't have a big commitment and if she gets unhappy, he can ask, hey, just get your stuff and get out.
That's true. I mean, that is true. It is true because he does have the best of both worlds.
Right. And so what can she do?
I think she can get out.
Right.
I mean, okay, let's take another comment that has come in, and we're going to go to Miss Casey on this next one that comes in. This person sends in a comment, and she says, I still think traditional marriage is the noble and honorable thing to do. I mean, who wants to go around in a relationship for 5 to 10 years saying, this is my boyfriend or girlfriend when you're 45 years old? Ms. Casey, is she on point here?
I think that person is off point. I wouldn't want to do that either. I wouldn't want to go around like that either. I would want to make it work. You know, if you look at it legally, something has to be done. They need to get married if they want to live a legal life, because when they get older, say senior citizen age, things become kind of drastic. There are some changes that have to be made, so they might as well make it now. You know, if something happens to her, who's in charge?
Okay.
You know, she has a stroke or something. What happens to the children? You know, what happens to the man? You know, how responsible is he going to be for her? So since he is already showing her that he doesn't want that responsibility, I think she needs to move on.
That is a very interesting point, Miss Casey. That's a very interesting point. I mean, he may get the point. He says something happens to her. He says, you know what, let me give her to her family. Them boys need to go to their daddy.
Yeah. Everything would make a big change. The man's gone. I mean, he's not there anymore.
Right. And so, you know, even for all of the listeners that are listening, I really hope and trust that you all are really getting something from this tonight, because when you're in there living with somebody like this and there's nothing that really binds you except you're saying that you're in love, Ms. Casey, I think you bring out a very good point. Dennis, did you have anything that you wanted to add to that, perhaps?
You said Dennis?
Yeah, Dennis. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to what Ms. Casey has already said? I thought she brought out some
I agree with her because, you know, if you don't have, you know, we look at it as a legal commitment, but it is something that they the marriage license makes you step up and do. And if you're not willing to step up, then you're willing to step out of the way.
I like that.
I like that, too.
I do, too. You know, or move out of the way. Or get out of my way.
Right. My mother is over 80. And if there was a man in her life that didn't treat her right and she got down and sick, I'm pretty sure that the man would call me to come and get my mother. And if they're not married, I would be very upset because he took the last years of her life and did whatever, used her up, and now that she's sick, he doesn't take care of her. I would be very upset as a child.
I think we all would. I think we all would, Dennis, and I think that that's a very, very interesting point. Audrey, take the gloves off and tell us what you think about that. You feel like hitting somebody, they do your mother like that, especially?
Oh, yeah, it'll be on, Dr. Walker.
You don't care how old he is, do you?
Literally kick him to the curb.
You might read about me in the paper.
Exactly.
Well, we're hoping not, Dennis. Of course, we're hoping not. Let's take another comment that has come into the studio. This female says, is traditional marriage outdated or overrated? I stayed in a relationship for 5 years hoping for marriage to a man that I was really in love with. Initially, he promised me that we would get married after a couple of years. Well, it never happened. He told me he did not believe in traditional marriage and thought that we should continue living together. I broke up with him after that, and within a year, he was married to someone else. How heartbreaking. I feel used. Audrey, go ahead. And then we're going to go to Miss Casey. Now, this is somebody you need to hit upside the head. What you think?
Well, you know, obviously there might have been some other outside involvement all of that time. We don't know for sure, but it's unusual for people to just up and get married, go from not wanting to be committed to all of a sudden, I'm ready now. Unless, you know, they may have had this ongoing relationship already happening.
Uh-huh. Well, Ms. Casey, what do you think about that? I mean, here she's with this dude for 5 years, and he didn't want to get married. And then all of a sudden now, they broke up. Obviously, she wanted to do the right thing. And then within a year, he's married to somebody else.
Well, that somebody else may have had something to offer him that she didn't have. Somebody else could have had a nice car, a beautiful home. You come right on into it and got money in the bank.
Uh-huh.
And you see the advantage of doing that and marriage, and she says something about marriage, you're going to go with it.
Wow.
The man is going to go with it because he has an opportunity to improve himself.
Wow. So, Dennis, is Ms. Casey saying here that sometimes men or women even, for that matter, are opportunists?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. And the first lady, there's an old saying, why buy the cow if you can get the milk free?
Uh-huh.
And if he was getting everything from her free, and the second lady put some stipulations on it before you get it, like Beyonce says,
right.
If you want it, put a ring on it.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow, Dennis, you are really up to date on stuff. Okay, let's take another comment. Audrey, did you want to add to that?
Dennis put it ever so well.
Okay, here's another one. Comment comes in from a male. He says, I think you should always let the other person know how you really feel about marriage and let him or her decide on whether that's the right relationship for them. Full disclosure is always the best policy. I think he's right on task with that. Let them know up front. So it gives the other person an opportunity to decide, you know what, do I want to go this route or not go this route? We'll take the last comment that has come in. And this comes from female. She says, I'm currently into my fourth marriage and still can't seem to get it right. I now realize that marriage is not necessarily outdated or overrated, but it can be difficult as long as you are living with another human being, whether you're married or not.
All right, Audrey, she's on her fourth marriage, and she says it's difficult just living with, you know, living with another human being. I mean,
well, you know
that's
what?
The truth.
Yeah, I appreciate this lady's honesty and forthrightness.
Yeah, of course.
She obviously values marriage, and yet she realizes by now that it is hard work. It takes work.
So, Ms. Casey, even with that, I'm not demeaning her here, and I appreciate her honesty and her effort and, you know, trying to go at it until she gets it right. But it almost appears that, you know what, if it don't work, it'll be number 5 or number 6 or number 7. I mean,
or nothing
I don't
at all.
Expect to exist a number 1. Yes, go ahead, Ms. Casey first.
Okay, I'd like to give a little personal experience. I've been married 5 years, and I'm in my 80s.
Okay.
My first husband passed away after 51 years of marriage.
Mm.
I mean, my late husband. And
right.
His late wife passed away after 55 years of marriage.
Wow.
We're still trying to get it together because I am not his late wife. I don't cook like her. I don't do anything like her. And that seems to be a problem with our marriage. And he doesn't do things like my late husband is. So we're still trying to get used to each other.
Wow.
And that's, to me, that's what the other lady is. She's on her fourth marriage, but she's trying to understand and get along with somebody. And it's difficult. It's really difficult, particularly after you have been with someone else for a period of time. It's very difficult.
All right. Dennis, did you want to come in? Did you have a thought quickly?
Oh, that was John.
Oh, okay. John, go ahead, John.
Only thing I want to reiterate is about traditional marriages is if you have a couple that's been married in their early years and are still married in their older years, I think that would be considered a traditional marriage. These couples that's coming in and saying that they've been married 3, 4, and 5 times, you don't know if their parents have been dating just like this couple that we're talking tonight or their parents, well, apparently, I don't know, but their parents may not have had a traditional marriage.
Okay, that's a very good point, John, and we thank you for sharing that. Let me just ask, while I've got you on the line, John, we're getting ready to bring the show to a close here. I'm going to ask each person for maybe 10, 12 seconds or less. Do you think, John, in your opinion, just quickly, is traditional marriage overrated or outdated?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay, very good. Rose, we're going to go to you real quick. Give us your thought. Do you think that traditional marriage outdated or overrated?
Absolutely not. I don't think it is outdated, nor is it overrated.
Okay, we're going to go to Ms. Casey. Give us your thoughts. Do you think that outdated or overrated?
I'm going to have to say that is right up front. It's not outdated. It's not overrated. Read it. We've got some good people out there that have been married a long time, and that's good.
Okay. All right. Dennis, let's go to you. Is it outdated or overrated? Let me make sure that we've got the connection for Dennis. Okay, we didn't have it. Okay, my fault. Dennis, I'm sorry. We missed you. You were out. Dennis, is marriage outdated or overrated?
It is neither outdated and it is not overrated.
Okay. Let me go to Audrey, my co-host here. Give us your thoughts. You know, bring us home.
It's unanimous. I just think that you just need to make sure you marry the right one, and that's another show.
And that's another show. Absolutely. That is another show. Just make sure you marry the right one. And you know what? That question becomes, how do you know? How do you know? I guess you will have to have the show to find out, won't we?
Exactly.
On that note, I'm going to ask all of you all to please be so kind. This is part one of tonight's broadcast. I'm going to ask all of you all to please stand by as we bring the show to a close. the opinions, of course, that are expressed in my food for thought, whether they were my thoughts or my guests or other participants, do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought are merely those of my own, and like those of my guests or other participants, should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to tonight's topic, special thanks to my featured guests, all of my co-hosts, Ms. Audrey Blake and Ms. Casey, Rose, Dennis, John, Ms. Caria, Sia, all of those that were on tonight's broadcast. And those of you all that we weren't able to get to, we certainly apologize for that. I do appreciate all of you all that joined us tonight. And I'm sure that all the thoughts that were presented will resonate around the world to my listening audience. Now, when you survey individuals relative to tonight's topic, is traditional marriage outdated or overrated? When these individuals are surveyed, I find that there are those that subscribe to the notion that traditional marriage is outdated or overrated. Then, of course, there are those that still believe in the traditional form of marriage as being a modern day, as modern today as the awakening sunlight. In today's times, when going through the process of a traditional marriage, many are subscribing to writing out their own marital vows that may or not be consistent with some of the standard vows. I personally see nothing wrong with marriage, whether traditional or a couple choosing to write their own vows and going through with the appropriate licensure to make the legal component binding. If you love someone and he or she desires to have it this way, then why not give them what they want? On the other hand, of course, if you do not believe as such, then you should clearly express this thought to your significant other in the primary stages of any discussion that may come up relative to such. In the case of tonight's story, now I want you all to really get this. In the case of tonight's story, all of the advantages were in favor of Xavier, which leaves Whitney in a rather awkward position of dilemma in deciding whether to stay or leave, because of what's at stake with her, especially with having her sons. The question may be asked, how does one define traditional marriage? This may also be followed up by questions of how one views or expresses or defines outdated or overrated. As stated previously and throughout tonight's broadcast, it certainly comes down to one's spiritual, personal beliefs, or desires. I don't see the difference of a relationship requiring a commitment any different than that of being monogamous in marriage. So why not set the record straight according to your mutual desires? My final thought on this for this evening is, if you are desirous of getting married someday, then you may want to find out if the person you are dating or plan to date is on the same page with you. Question is that I leave with you this evening. Do you think you could be okay being recognized as someone's boyfriend or girlfriend in your grandparenting years after dating for 15 years or more? Once again, I want to read that because I really want you to think about it. And Ms. Casey brought note to that tonight and part of what she said. Do you think you could be okay being recognized as someone's boyfriend or girlfriend in your grandparenting years after dating for 15 years or more? Now get this, is there Social Security in that? Think about it. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and that's simply been my opinion. Now, I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did, and please tune in this Friday and every Friday from 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for your half-hour inspirational program. And, of course, we're coming out with the publication on the 24th, and it's only $4.95. If you're interested in that, please send us an email at online@drjessewalker.com. Of course, if you choose to bypass Friday's inspirational program, please remember to tune in next Tuesday when our topic will be Practical Advice for a Struggling Single Parent, Part 2. Featured guest will be back by popular demand, Miss Edith. Please tune in because you could miss this show. Remember, you must be 18 or older to do so. Until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.